Welcome, friends. This is UseWigs Radio, the pod-based downloadable voice of UseWigs.com. UseWigs.com, the top-rated website for quality workday distractions for all those who dwell in the mighty blue states of America. Here on our podcast, we're going to spin some tunes, discuss some important topics of the day, and try not to annoy you too much with our less-than-professional radio voices. We're broadcasting out of Philly, PA, the mean streets of Wynwood, to be exact. I'm Jeff Lyons, your host. Sitting next to me, dressed as Christopher Columbus, is renowned Philly artist and biker Todd Marone. Todd, say hi.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you could free up your schedule and join us. And as always, because this is our first show, I'd like you to say hi to UseWigs music maven, Russ Stark. Russ, before you say hi, I'd just like to give a little background. Russ usually plays in about 3 to 4 local bands at any given time, hedging his bets that one will hit it big. Russ, could you describe the setup we have here in Russ Stark Studios?
Wait, is this going to be like the real deal, or this is...
this is the real deal. We've got a lot to do today, so we have a lot of fun in store, but first, the Soviets. That was Multiply and Divide by the Soviets. Soviets been around a couple of years now. They're on Fat Wreck Records, one of my favorite labels. And you can get that MP3 file free. Where, you may ask? Did you ask where, Todd?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Okay, you're looking at me like that where look. You can get that at usewigs.com on our latest mixtape. Every month or so, we do all our favorite songs in free MP3 downloadable files. You just download them, save them to your computer, and then go buy the CDs and support the bands.
And for those of you at home, the where look is me like tilting my head, like, you know, when a dog hears a high pitched noise.
And right.
Jeff knows it when I tilt my head that way.
And that's why I just gave Todd a treat. And that treat was a sip of my wine. I got a question for you guys before we go to the next song. If people don't burn these CDs and don't hand them out, how do people show their love via mixtape? Like, you know, you have a girl and you're sweet on her and you want to put your 10 favorite songs, something old, something new, something to show you're hip yet sensitive.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have that Elton John song in there, and then you have something a little crazy.
A single Elton John song? Good luck.
It happened to be Philadelphia.
Good luck making a mixed CD with just a single Elton John song, but I guess you might be able to whittle it down to one. I know, I can't.
I'd probably start off with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Uh-huh. I think that's a perfect... Is that an Elton John song?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I'm not a big fan. I don't know much about him. But I know...
would you call him a legend, Elton John?
I would call him...
A living legend?
I would call him a legend.
No. I think he's a talented performer, but not a legend.
Then who is a legend if Elton John's not?
A living legend?
Yeah, a living legend.
Or a exhumed legend, where you would dig up the body and take it on tour.
I think B.B. King is like a living legend.
So. I believe at a certain age, you have to stop making the music you once made.
I've always said, and we've had this conversation before, but I feel like these people are retroactively ruining their careers. I'm not going to go as far as to say I can't like Beatles stuff now because what Paul is doing.
Oh, no.
But I can't like Wings stuff as much as I used to. You know, like he's tarnishing the Wings name, the good Wings name.
Well, all those guys, Elton John, Stevie
Wonder. Well, Stevie Wonder is the one that, bothers me a lot.
That brings up another little thing that annoys me to no end. Stevie Wonder, his job right now, his business card basically says, drag me up on stage if you're a new act and you need crap. That's what I'm here for. I'm his blind guy. I have no idea where you're taking me. I'm wearing this giant muumuu. Someone will never see dragged up on stage in the next few years is Elliot Smith. Elliot is currently residing underground, but that doesn't mean we can't play his music. This next one is Let's Get Lost off the Thumbsucker. Original score, Elliot Smith.
To get lost, I had to love, I made it die, I pushed her away, she said please stay, burning every bridge that I cross, to find some beautiful place to get lost, to find some beautiful place to get lost. Ooh, ooh. Follows me there, but I'll burn every bridge that I cross and find some beautiful place to get lost and find some beautiful place to get lost. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hello, welcome back,
Todd. Thanks, Russ. I just wanted to add the song that we were just listening to, Let's Get Lost, that originally was released on Elliot Smith's last studio attempt called From a Basement on the Hill.
I'd also like to, before we continue, to just introduce my neighbor, Bob. That was him slamming the door.
Which really... He's the crazy neighbor.
Right. And that really knocks down the walls of illusion that we're doing this in a studio.
And if we're giving out thanks to Russ's apartment mates, let's thank the guy, 05423, for his wireless internet that we're now using. thank God. Thanks to Wi-Fi, our computer sniffing out free Wi-Fi that we can have our laptops pulled up. Anyway, Clear Channel has a super secret website that I found because it's called basically something like Fan Price List. Anyway, if you go to usewigs.com, go to the Time Waster sections, you will find this. In this site here, Clear Channel will provide you with a popular band to play your college, and it tells you how much it costs to get.
Only for colleges? Like, it couldn't be for a bat mitzvah? Or...
No, there are.
That's what I was going to say. Couldn't you hire them? If I paid the money, why couldn't I say, come to my living room and have spaghetti with me?
Or play live in one of the podcasts.
I'm reading the notes here. No, it just basically says colleges, but probably you could use this for anything.
Yeah, so what about my spaghetti dinner idea?
It's not a bad idea. If you add
the cost of the spaghetti and the sauce on top of whatever number we're going
to
get.
I'm willing to go pro bono on the cost of the spaghetti.
Okay, Ross, let's say you're sweet on a girl. And this girl is a Tribe Called Quest fan. And you're like, you know what? I love her so much that I'm going to spend this amount of money, the suggested college price, to get a Tribe Called Quest. Todd, how much would it cost to get a Tribe Called Quest at your college?
Okay. For... One evening. An evening with Tribe Called Quest at my college. I would say $31,000.
Rush?
I'm going to go with $5,000.
Okay. It's listed as $100,000.
For one night?
Who was closer?
I don't do math by Price is Right rules. I believe Todd.
Yes.
Todd, you are closer.
They are dreaming.
When you were near.
Oh,
And we're back.
Well done, Todd.
Thank you. So what were we just listening to there, Russ?
That was Chris Harrington from You the Provider. The song was In the Mystery.
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily representative of the whole disc, but it's one of the more upbeat ones, so I thought it would be good for our podcast.
I think we got to pick it up a little bit here. That was a nice sad song. Kind of reminded me of a little Pete Yorn, the music of
Fair
Pete
enough.
Yorn.
Fair enough.
But I'm sticking with Fat Wreck Bands. I played for you the Soviets earlier, and now I'm going to play for you my most favorite band, probably in the last 5 years, Lawrence Arms, and this is off their new one, which is a collection of B-sides. The song's called 100 Resolutions. Fantastic.
Oh, that's going to be a good transition.
Singing, good chance I'll be slobbering somewhere. Probably pass out, wasted, and sleep until the smoke clears. Vague memories of midnight flash into two morning sunlight. Wake up knowing you'll never be there. To drink so much. This year I'll try to stand up straight. This year let's live like we've never lived before. This is our year for sure.
Okay, we're back. That was the Lawrence Arms out of Chicago. Like I said, my favorite band. So it can be no one else's favorite band. They're just mine. Definitely go to lawrencearms.org or .net or one of those and find out more about them, or just go to UseWigs. So up next, Highway 5, John Doe, Nico Case. Hit it. Now we're back, Use Wigs podcast from Use Wigs headquarters in the lovely suburb of Wynwood, PA. That was John Doe coming at you with Highway 5. We're just going to wrap up our TV talk. We like to call this little session TV talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll just give you my little secret gems. There's a station called the UPN. Most people aren't familiar with it, but they have a show called Veronica Mars. I love it. It's on at the same time Lost is, so we tape one, watch the other. It's very, very fascinating what we do at my house. But Veronica Mars, if you don't know, she's this cute, sassy little girl who solves crimes with her dad, who's like a private investigator. And she's very like Buffy. Like, we all love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right? No one shaking their heads.
I think we're just waiting for the big reveal here.
The big reveal is it's a great show. It's just on UPN. Dead serious, UPN,
and it's about
Veronica Mars, a high school girl who solves crimes.
It's like like an Encyclopedia Brown kind of.
Yeah, it's exactly like an Encyclopedia.
It sounds bad. That is a good reference,
right? So,
but she's cute.
Yeah,
and she wears.
You seriously watch?
I watch it.
Before you talked about how you watched Lost because it just happened to be on when you happened to sit down.
Right.
But meanwhile, you're taping one child detective show to watch. Watch Lost or vice versa.
Right. That's exactly right.
What was that?
Vice versa.
And then there's a lot of like really deep stuff that after three glasses of wine on a Friday night, you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up here, but I just want to give little shout outs to Todd Marone, who helped us out today. You can go to toddmarone.com to get all your Todd Marone needs, artwork, writings.
Todd Marone on the ruse.
Right. It's nice also because there's not much of my voice, so.
Yeah.
If you had your fill of me here.
Right, there's really no visual component sound of. Files on
toddmarone.com.
Right. He's more of a visual guy. He's very handsome. His work is very, very good. You'll dig it. And, of course, you'll see Russ and I on usewigs.com every day. Go there, check out new stuff. Russ, what are we listening to now as we fade out?
Right now we are listening to an album called Acoustica, Jeff. It's a band called Alarm Will Sound, and they're playing basically orchestral versions of Aphex Twin. It's pretty bitchin'. So we're gonna let this one take us out, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.